Before we begin our lesson this evening, which is going to be taken from John chapter 19, we'll begin reading at verse 17. You know, Jesus, here at this particular place in the Scriptures, is being crucified, and at this particular time in His life on this earth, He had, of course, been ministering to the needs of the people. He had healed and helped with physical ailments that people had, but most importantly, of course, He had taught them the truth of God's will and was leading them back from the place that they had drifted. He was a great prophet of God, but yet the Son of God, and His mission was to seek and to save the lost from the household of Israel. Of course, there were interactions He had at various times with others outside of Israel, but primarily He focused upon them, to call them back to God. The tragedy was that, for the most part, the Jews at that time rejected Him and didn't believe that He was the Son of God. The leaders foremost in their rejection of Him, but influencing and swaying the people to turn against Him as well. And so on this occasion here, we have this place that is mentioned at verse 17, which is called the place of a skull. Verse 17 says, "And He, bearing His cross, went out to a place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified Him and two others with Him, one on either side and Jesus in the center. Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." So this is what Pilate put here. Pilate has already, you know, gone through the questioning of Jesus, finds nothing worthy of putting this man to death, was willing and desired to release him, but because of the pressure from the people, he yielded to that, and Jesus is led off to be crucified. And here is crucified. But what Pilate had put above Jesus' head was the truth concerning who He was. And yet then there was the objection, the great objection that we read of in the following words. Notice, "Then many of the Jews read this title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Therefore the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, 'Do not write the King of the Jews, but He said, I am the King of the Jews.' Pilate answered, 'What I have written, I have written.'" Pilate had yielded to a lot of things, but he wasn't about to hear yield and give in to their request to change the sign. It's already done. I'm not going to change it. And of course, it was the truth. It's interesting, though, that here are these enemies of Jesus who, what they want put on the sign is that He claimed to be the Son of God. He said, "I am the Son of God." But Jesus, what He did was more than just claim with His mouth and indicate with words that He was the Son of God. In fact, no one could do the things that He did, and not only do His words bear witness in that He professed to be the Son of God, but also His works in the performing of the miracles that He did, in the engaging the ailments of human beings, from the healing of the blind, causing the lame to walk again, raising the dead back to life, to His power over nature, walking upon the water, doing all of these things, calming the storm with just the words, "Peace, be still." All of these things were witnessed by so many people, which is why they brought, by the multitudes, their sick to be healed of Him. This was a man who didn't just claim with words to be the Son of God, but testified by His works, God bearing witness with him and working with him to confirm who He was. The truth that was written there at the cross, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews, remains the truth that our very life here and now is based upon, our Christian lives, that Jesus is the Son of God, that He is the King of the Jews, that he is the King of Kings. This is the one who established his kingdom in the first century. This is the kingdom that we are a part of. This is the kingdom that we are to be doing everything that we can to help others to come into, to learn the truth of God's will, to be baptized into Christ, and to become citizens of this great kingdom. This is the kingdom that will never come to an end. And this is the kingdom whose king will one day return in the clouds of heaven. You know, there are things that people see. It's almost like now, anything you can possibly imagine, you can see on the silver screen. You know, the special effects, there's nothing that you can't see nowadays because they can make it. But it's all on a screen, and we know it's not real. But one day, there will be a noise like the world has never heard before. The trump of God will be sounded. And the Bible tells us on that day, the dead will rise. And there will be those who are raised to eternal life and those who are raised to eternal destruction. But literally, the dead will come forth from their graves. There was a day, just a few short hours, we would say 3 days, and count how many hours that is, till Jesus himself rose from the dead. But do you remember what else happened on this occasion? That when Jesus died upon the cross, there were those that rose from the dead during this time. You see, there is going to one day be a universal resurrection. The question is, are we prepared for that resurrection? Because for all of us, it'll be unto eternal life, which is with God forever, or eternal condemnation, which is separation from God forever in a place of torment. And what we do here and now determines what that future will be. But through Christ, you see, we have hope because he is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. And he is our King. Tonight, if you're not a Christian, you can transform your life through a belief in Jesus Christ, where it all begins, that he is God's Son, and a determination and a desire to turn away from a life of sin. Sin brings short-term pleasure, but it brings eternal suffering. It's not worth it. It's like Esau, who, you know, gratified his hunger with this little bowl of food, but then what did he exchange it for? He sold his birthright. You see, we have something immeasurable waiting for us, eternal life through Jesus Christ. So sin is to be put behind us. We're also to confess our faith in Jesus Christ and then be immersed in water for the remission of our sins. You can do that tonight or return to God. As a wayward child of God, if you need the prayers of the church, if you need to come home to the Lord who is your King, I encourage you to do that tonight as we stand and sing.